Well, honey child, it's just a lovely day to get started doing everybody's hair. And what in the world is going on around here? Janelle Herman? Yes, Daisy? Why is my hairdresser turning to some female commune? Daisy, there's just people here. Well, honey child, I can see everybody's here, but I'm like, why is everybody here? Well, this isn't usually that unnormal, Daisy. I mean, we do get people here to do their hair, and there's always ladies. But honey child, not one of them is getting their hair done, and they're all surrounding that man with the spiky blonde hair. Who in the world is he?
Well, if everything goes according to plan, he's my new hunky dorian.
Lady Lulu Babbage, what are you on about?
Well, I am up for my movies getting up and running again. After that dancer, he bailed out on me with his perfect chance to be Mr. Hunky Dorian. But I had scoured high and low, and I found this man who'd be perfect for the role.
So what's his actual name?
It's Rob Poole. Do you not know him?
Honey, no, and I'll have to keep it that way, to be honest.
Chad, what are you doing here?
I'm here for my 5 o'clock shadow.
5 o'clock shadow?
You see, he has to be perfect for the role. You see, the first movie we're going to be doing with Hunky Dorian is all about the 5 o'clock shadow. In order for that, he's got to have a perfect 5 o'clock shadow, which means we're all here waiting for him to have his 5 o'clock shadow. So when the 5 o'clock shadow happens, snap, snap, we'll take it. That'll be perfect, then bam! What pulls in you, Hunky Dorian?
That's it, he just needs to have a good 5 o'clock shadow at 5 o'clock.
Your bar's pretty low.
Well, after everything happened, Dan Saeed and the hoops I tried to make him go through, which he wouldn't do, like spend the night with Bev Nix. Well, I thought I had to raise the standard a little bit lower, so you know.
But I'll be perfect for it all, because you know me.
No, I don't, that's why I'm wondering. And what are all the ladies doing flogging around him?
I never feel I'm in my element unless I've got the girls around me. And besides, it'd be perfect for them to have me, so the pill that I have as Hunky Dorian.
I'm just here because I'm waiting for my husband.
Oh, Jackman, I thought you guys left town, like ages ago.
We did, but we're back. Well, we're not moving in town, but John's just doing some stuff at the bank with George Perez. And also, I was just here waiting, wanting my hair done, and then this Wob guy comes up and wants me to be waiting on his hand and foot as he's getting prepared for his 5 o'clock shadow.
And then, Polly, you're here too. What brings you here?
I was just reminiscing about Grass Valley, and I was yanked in here by Wob. He said I could never get a man with my pudgy eyes, so he thought it'd be an honour for me to be around him, waiting on his beckoned hand and call while we're waiting for this 5 o'clock shadow business.
Oh, honey, you can get better standards than that. How can you get better than me?
Honey, a dustbin would be better than you, child. I don't even know you that much, and I know that much.
Now, I'm confused on Jackie Mulligan's here, because it seems you guys have been charged up, but Jackie, you're a bit too... I mean, you're a supermodel, honey, child. What are you doing wasting your time with him? Hey, why are you trying to say that for?
Well, that's a good point. Don't you have a girlfriend, Violet Who?
Violet Who?
Isn't that her name, Violet Who?
Violet Who?
Honey, her name's Violet Who?
My name's not Violet Who, it's Jackie Mulligan.
Well, honey, we know your name, love. We know you're a supermodel. I'm talking about his girlfriend. What were you talking about? Yeah, but then we're talking about Janet Hermo, so to talk about his girlfriend, so we're back to now his girlfriend. But Violet Who? Violet, your girlfriend.
Oh, her. Yeah, honey, see, he wasn't that good to her, you know.
Honey, it's Rob Paul. I wouldn't be surprised.
Why are you talking about like you know me all your life? You haven't even known me for 5 seconds.
Honey, I can read people like a book. I'm telling you, child, like the dictionary, just flip through that thing like woo woo. And honey, oh, I see, it's bad news, bad news.
Oh, he is, like the time that he had that mattress on fire with Violet Who on it.
What?
And honey, she's still dating him, and he ain't in the prison in the clink.
What is going on here? You think Clifford's still running the place, love, with that sort of thing?
Somebody needs to get a clue of that, man. That is awful. Listen, it was all part of a stunt and a joke, and she totally got it.
Honey, you think so?
Someone told me the reason why it's called Violet, because all the violence you've been giving her, you know, and the color, close to blood, honey, whatever. I'm just, Jeff.
Well, back to me. Honey, we weren't back to you, Jackie.
Well, I'm back to me. I'm here because I want a part in the movie. I am a supermodel. I'm known for my great looks, as I'm not. And I think it'll be a great boost for my career.
Is that right, Lady Lulu Babbage?
Listen, I'm not sure we're going down a diversity route higher.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I'm just saying, the ladies in my, well, in this book anyway, isn't black.
Well, yes.
Listen, if they can change everyone's race and gender on every single Disney show, why not your silly little books?
Well, if you're that so confident they'll change that in every single Disney show, why don't you give them a call?
And then tell you what are you doing here?
Well, I'm supporting Bob, you know.
Don't you have a boyfriend as well at university?
Whatever about him.
Rob Paul's all about the in and now.
I thought Rob Paul was like, hadn't been relevant for about 5 years.
I have always been relevant, Janet Herman. Just see how the ladies flock to me.
Under duress.
Hey, hope you be quiet. I'm just saying.
Well, I know who you're dating. Mark Scout, that very sweet, nice man in university student.
I heard rumors that you've been having him around your little finger.
Listen, whatever Mark does is up to him, okay? But I'm right now spending much of my time and attention to someone who really needs it, which is Robbie here, Robbie darling.
Robbie darling, oh, don't make me vomit.
You're just jealous, Janet, that you can't attract such a flock of men around you.
Honey, I don't need a man to be satisfied. I don't need people's attention to be satisfied.
That's what every loser says. Says the man who's got everyone around him, like, under false well, I wouldn't say false pretenders, but let's just say they're all here for different reasons. They haven't here because they're flocking towards you.
Well, I am.
Well, that's nice, Tay. We found one sycophant fan. Congratulations, Chad.
Will you all be quiet, okay? 5 o'clock is about to happen.
Honey, ain't they supposed to be the ones keeping the time, not you?
Listen, I do not need you all to be talking. Come on, we want to be quiet and so that we can finally get the 5 o'clock shadow.
Look, it's happening. 10, 9, hope get the camera. 8, 7.
You can't boss me. That's literally what I'm here for. 6, 5, come on.
Oh, fine. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Honey, is that the photo?
Yes.
Honey, I don't see anything on your face.
You don't?
What the heck? Honey, it's not like hair just suddenly just sprouts at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like, hello, I'm going to be here wide and fine.
But there's no...
Yeah, you can see there's a hair...
Rob, honey, I'm looking at this photo. There ain't no hair. Hope doesn't know how to take a photo properly.
Well, don't worry. With AI these days, you can just superimpose it onto you.
Polly, please.
Well, I think you look very handsome with that facial. I can feel it in my fingers.
Honey, Chad, you're lying, Tay.
Why, she wants something from you, Chad.
Yeah, I'm sorry, well, but this will not do. I mean, for one thing, Hunky Dorian is tanned. You're pretty white.
Now you care about ways?
Hey, I'm just saying, well, you didn't mention this beforehand, did you?
I'm just pointing it out.
Secondly, you really don't have the Zinissa craw for him. You're a bit of an arrogant man. Thirdly, your hair isn't curly. Fourthly, I just realized he has a beard, not just a 5 o'clock shadow. And I also remembered, wasn't Wade my man I was going to base Hunky Dorian on?
Oh, where is that man? Oh, he was so fantastic. I'm gonna go and find Wade. See you later, bye, people.
So I... It's... Oh, you're all... All of them left.
Well, it looks like the female commune been and gone, honey, child. Just like your 5 seconds of fame.
Susie, I really don't understand how why Dan decided to just jump at the chance for the role. Could have changed his life.
Honey, we're there for the worst, Chad. For the worst.
Now you get your prankster self out of here. You ain't getting your hair done or whatever.
Wait. Can you dye my hair brown, make it curly, and get me a bit?
Chow, get your butt out here now.
Whew. Goodness me, what is the world coming to?
Well, apparently it's coming to 5 o'clock shadows.
You know, I don't think that phrase literally means that you take a photo at 5 o'clock and then stumbles just there, Chad. I'm just saying.
You minister, what's going on in Grassville? I'm the creator, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much, Abel, for coming aboard. It's always great to have you on the show. Do remember there's books you can buy. See below at the description. You can now get the 50th Deluxe Edition, so do see that below and buy that. But until next time, bye for now.